the truth.
I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is April 25th. It's Thursday, 2024. Or whatever year, whatever date, whatever month you want to make it up to be, guys. Obviously, it doesn't matter because they made it up when they were coming up with it. So why can't you make up what you want? That's, again, this is really the part of it. I don't think you guys have the power to just change time. Just do it. Pull the Nike phrase. Swoosh. Just do it. This is absolutely your time to understand who you are and what you are. All right, guys. So thank you guys so much for being here. Who's already here? Who's checking in? John Kennedy, Edward. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Now, let me clear my throat. Today, I named today's episode Ego. And I thought it was necessary to go ahead and talk about ego because this is where we're at. I mean, this is the world we live in where we don't realize that it's so much. Hey, Kerry, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Kerry Heisman showed up. He showed up saying, I'm here. Hey, or whatever Kerry does when he comes running in. I'm just kidding you, Kerry. Thanks so much for being here, buddy. Appreciate it. anyway, so going down through all these different things, I've actually started looking at this because I was watching the different parts of the news. There was no C-SPAN on today. C-SPAN was a Liz Cheney rerun from last night when she was in Washington, D.C., sucking at the teat of the Democrats, talking about how the Democrats are much cooler than Republicans. Whew. I don't know why that just boils me. I have never, honestly, guys, I have, for the last 6 years of doing this, last 8 years of my life, getting into the politics of things, and I will tell you that I really have never really gotten a good time feel from those that want to give away things that don't belong to them. I've never had it been a good time Charlie thinking, oh, boy, I can't wait to hang out with the Democrats because, boy, when I give away other people's stuff, I feel amazing. But we can't have that conversation, can we? Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here. Looks like Edward is doing the roll call, catching everybody up on everything. So as I watched some different news organizations do their thing on what we think is really going on in the world around us, I saw that Mr. Pecker, and guys, I'm not using his name out of context. I am not being facetious like Adam Schiff, you know, or anything like that, Mr. Shithead himself. No, this is Mr. Pecker. He owns the Inquirer? Is that right? I'm just trying to go off of memory here. But the problem with that is that they're trying to do things and go back to things that are, guys, this whole hush money thing in New York, this is not even like last year old, not even 4 years old, not even 8 years old. This thing is like 10 or 12 years old. This is something that goes back, but the problem what I have with this whole thing is that when you have a Department of Justice, and let me do this. Today's a lesson day today, so just bear with me. What we want to say is our lesson day today. So I want to go through this. A, B, C, D, I, F, G, H, I. There we go. All right. Sorry, I'm a little slow on this. I'm kind of ad-libbing this a little bit because I didn't mean to go off and try to find the word justice. But I do think that it's necessary to talk about what we're doing here because if we're going to say that we're looking at Department of Justice, in the name itself, there should be certain things that you kind of feel, right? You see things. There's not What am I? Why am I not seeing this in here? There we go. This is funny, Jay. This there's no word in here for justice on the Black Laws Dictionary. That's why I'm a little bit confused here, guys. I want to go. I don't mean to just sit here and stare at this book, but there is no word for justice in. Oh wait, here we go. I guess it's not in alphabetical order. Okay, in Old English. To do justice, to see justice done, to summon one to do justice. Justice, in common law, the title given in England to the judges of the King's Bench and the common pleas, and in America, to the judges of the Supreme Court of the United States and of the appellate courts and many of the states. Hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you being here. Thank you for that iodine order yesterday, Sarah. That was great of you. Thank you for ordering that from My Daily Naturals. So this is us going through this. Commutative justice is that which should govern contracts. Let's see. High justice was the jurisdiction or the right of trying crimes of every kind, even the highest. So justice. So that I'm just looking through the different definitions here. And this is really kind of, it doesn't really give me justice like that. What I'm thinking of, like justice, I'm thinking like Department of Justice, unless that's Department of Judges. Now, is that what we're thinking of here? So I look at the different definitions here, and Department of Justice. Let's see here. Oh wow, I must have misspelled it wrong. Equality of being just, principle of moral rightness and decency, conformity to moral righteousness in action or attitude, righteousness. So justice, in the way that they're putting it in here, so we have, let's go to Miriam, which I don't always trust those guys, the maintenance or administration of what is just, especially by the impartial adjustment of conflicting claims or the assignment of merited rewards or punishments. The administration of law, a fugitive for justice. Let's see, quality of being just. Those are all just kind of out there. So I guess I need to figure out what this word really means to be able to move forward, because justice, Department of Justice, I would think, well, I was looking for something that was fair and good for everybody, right? I kind of thought that that's what we were looking for here. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you so much for being here, being a part of the show. That's awesome. Linda, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So I'm just trying to go back through how the word justice is actually tied into this, because I want to go into something that when we look at the Department of Justice and we think that we're looking for justice, I guess the Department of Justice is Department of Judges. See, I was under the impression that justice, and see, again, this is me. I'm just learning this as right when you guys are learning it as well. The Department of Justice is the Department of Judges. Okay. So what's, and so this is the common law given to, so this is in common law, the title given to England, given in England to the judges and the kings of the King's Bench and the common pleas. So in federal law, jurisdiction, judicial, so this is, again, this is what we're up against. So let me do this. Let me look up judges and see if I can find something that will give me a better judge reference. JD, judge, judge. All right, see here. Final judgment, error judgment in, dormant judgment. Let's see here. Judge, an officer so named in his commission, who presides in some court, a public officer appointed to preside and to administer the law in a court of justice, a court of judges. Now, see, I'm learning something differently here. I'm looking at this whole thing differently, perspective and perception, the angle in which I look at it and the process how I think about it. That's where this whole thing tends to get us all wrapped around the axle, where we go on the wrong path, and we don't see this. So this is why I'm reading these. I want to read these. I want to talk about the meaning of words, because I think this is where we have all gotten ourselves a little wrapped around the axle in so many ways, because we think that we understand. See, I thought justice is the balance of, right? Blind justice. Isn't that what we, isn't that the reference is the blind justice? Justice is blind. The judges are blind. Is that what we mean by that? Let's do this. Let's say justice is blind. Let's see if we can get this to give us something here. All right. Let's see. History.org. Let's see. Justice is blind. See you in court. You can't do that. I know my rights. I can. I am going to take it, this all the way to the Supreme Court. These cliche sentences reflect a core American belief: citizens of the United States can seek readiness through a redress through the judicial system. But how do the courts protect citizen rights? How does a case? So justice is blind. Congress passes laws, and the president and the executive branch make recommendations and set policy. According to the American ideas, judges often make impartial and wise decisions that elected officials find difficult to make. Let me ask you a question. Does any of this sound like the Trump cases that we're dealing with right now? Does any of this sound like the case where my friend who signed my no-knock warrant my birthday when he had his buddy Judge Woods seal and redact my probable cause statement? Do you feel that this judge was making impartial and wise decisions that elected officials find difficult to make? Do you feel that that was a reference to how Trump's house was raided, how the Miami case is going, how the DC case is going, how the New York case is going, how the Georgia case is going? Do you feel that the judge is doing that? Do you feel that the judge has done that in my case where he churched my charges up and made me a felon instead of just having a misdemeanor? Again, guys, this is where I'm talking about these things where I just don't think that we're getting the true definition of what we're really living through. I mean, I don't think we're living the real definitions here. I think we're using inferences. I think we're inferring that the word Satan is repeated thousands of times in the Bible. I think we're inferring when we see that it says in the Bible, it says, give unto Caesar's what is Caesar's. I'm saying that we're inferring things that we don't actually know or actually have been said, and we're just believing them. See, this is the problem with where our country is really going right now. There are too many people that think that they know, ego, that they know exactly what they know. They know exactly what they're going to do, and they're going to do everything they can to prove how right they are, and you are the one that is wrong. Do you not see the trap? Do you not see where this is going? So again, this is a situation right here where I'm pointing out to you that the words that we use don't match the meanings of the words. We have a different meaning in our brain than those that actually are being used. I mean, so we have a different meaning for justice. We have a different meaning for what we think we understand than what is actually the definition of those things and how they actually should be used. Do you understand? You see where my frustration comes in here? So many times we're rushing to things, and I'm looking at these things. A judge, an officer named to in his commission who presides in some court, a public officer appointed to preside or to minister the law in a court of justice, a court of law, a chief member of the court and charged with the control of proceedings and the decision of questions of law or discretion. Now, think about that. Now, wait, think about that. The chief member of the court, okay, he's a member of the court. So he's the chief member. He is the referee. Then you go on and charged with the control of the proceedings. In other words, okay, you get your turn, you get your turn, you get your turn. Oh, you have a question? Oh, yes, ask your question. Okay, are you okay? That's how this is work. It's just calling the balls and strikes, right? That's it. I'm not in here playing the game. I'm not messing with anything. I'm just making sure I'm you being a justice. I'm just putting myself in this position. Now, and decisions of questions of the law or discretion. Now, I have questions of the law. That means I need to understand the law fully and not to taint the law in a way that actually allows for a benefit of one party or the other. Now, if the definition of that inert definition, in other words, that definition is just right here. I'm not pushing it this way and I'm not pushing it that way. It's just right here and I present it. Now, if that benefits them, then that benefits them. If that benefits them, then that benefits them. But I'm not here to push it one way or the other, to put my finger on the scale. Letitia Jackson, Letitia James, in New York with her whole, you misrepresented your whole value of your property, which again, that is absolutely so far on the bottom of the list of shit that a government needs to involve themselves with, which is the private contract between a bank and an individual. Now, I know people that get taken advantage of by banks all the time, but now they're saying this Trump guy, this guy who they obviously changed the aperture of their camera to make sure his face looks orange, because every picture I saw on Fox today of Trump in court today, one picture shows his face orange and a picture of him just right of a different angle on the side, his face is an orange. And then another picture over here, this face is an orange. And then this picture here, his face is orange, but everybody else is in the picture is not orange. Guys, this is absolutely childish. It is egomaniacal, driven, selfish, self-centered behavior that I talk about on this show that I don't want you guys to be a part of. Don't I simply tell you guys time and time and time again? Selflessness over selfishness. That's ego. Letting go of the ego. Doing more for others than you expect in return, because if you're doing it for somebody else and you expect nothing in return, that's selflessness. That means that you are not involved with making sure you're getting your pound of flesh. You're not getting yours. And so today, as I walk through these little things here, just walking through all this, I'm finding fallacies in how they administer themselves in the court of law. But let me ask you something, folks. Why don't the judges and the attorneys and all these DAs and all these legislators, who are majority of them are attorneys, a lot of them are attorneys, why don't they make laws where there are penalties for police officers? If a police officer manhandles you, that's $5,000 to you. If a police officer walks in your house without a warrant, that's $1 million. If a judge doesn't follow the law and gets himself involved and starts, you know, pushing and shoving and manipulating and doesn't keep himself inert, then that's $50,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. How come there isn't a penalty phase for the malfeasance of your government treating you like crap when it is their responsibility to be beholden to you, to be beholden to you, to make sure that you are satisfied, that you are not hurt, that you are not put out? This is how the analogy of a constitutional republic and a democracy really is. Democracy has elected leadership, and a republic has elected servants. Stalin will tell you, I would rather incarcerate 9 innocent people than ever let one criminal go. But the way a constitutional republic goes is I would rather let 9 criminals go than to ever offend one person, one citizen. Hey, Curly, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So as we go down and we look at these things and we understand that there's a real problem for us, because we are working within the ego in so many ways. We are over here not paying attention to what we should be. We're getting ourselves wrapped in so many emotions of things. And we're trying to be selfish in our response to what we want and how we want things and what we're going to do and what it's going to look like and what, right? See, this is where I want us to work within those boundaries of understanding what it means when I say selflessness over selfishness. The ego will tell you, Jim, no, I do things because I want them to be better, but, you know, I'm not going to just do it without credit. I'm not going to do something wildly without credit. I want to make sure I get a plaque and I get a parade and balloons and I want the key to the city just because I took a really great poopy today. Yay, me! See, this is the problem. That sounds ludicrous when I said I want all these things because I'd made a good poopy today. But in reality, everything that you do when you want something for yourself, when you want it to be you, then that is you being driven by your ego, which is the selfish, self-centered, sinful nature in our hearts. Simple as that. Well, he wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to open the door. He wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to do this. She wasn't nice to me, so I'm not going to do that. I want to keep score. Because I want my pound of flesh. I want me to be recognized. I want to be lifted up. Now, these judges and these courts are not out there going out of their way to make sure that you, if you were wrongly ticketed, if you were wrongly towed, if you were wrongly arrested and never was charged, you know, there was no crime, there was no victim, no crime, that there, you know, there's 20 grand for you, sweetheart. Do you think the judges and DAs and the cops would be a little more responsive that it came out of their personal budget and the DOJ, that if they had to pay their own fines, not out of the general budget where fines come from, but if the actual fines had to come out of their budgets, the police department, the DAs, the judges, if it came out of their department, how fast are they going to overreact? Thank you, Curly May, for coming back. Appreciate you being here. We got Canucks in the house, guys. Be careful. They're just north of us. We don't have a wall up there. I don't know. Anyway, but what I want to point out is that this, when I read through these things, and I want to point out to you guys that we can find the words, Curly says that you hear Weinstein got released today. Well, of course, when you take it to the southern, you know, the district in California, to the judges in California, you don't think he's going to get off in the appellate court there? He's going to get off every single time. Weinstein isn't going to be held accountable. I mean, they let him go. They knew that was coming. But guys, there are other chips that are falling. Oprah Winfrey, P. Diddy, all these big rappers, all these names, and the Kardashians have got a lot of answers to a lot of questions to answer. It is absolutely a problem that we see these things, and I know that there's those criminals that are getting away with things, but we have a justice system that will let someone like Weinstein go because it's a political favor, because there's a lot of people that he has dirt on and has laundry on, has had sex with or watched have sex with or whatever. Guys, it is, they're in their own personal hell. I got to keep as many booby pictures and butt pictures of you and penis pictures of you so that you will stay in line. But then I know what I got on you, and you know what you got on me. And then it's just a big incestuous just shit show. And I mean, that's a literal definition of what a shit show is, that everybody's got everybody manipulated. Everybody has everybody on edge because everybody's got a sex tape, a picture of a daughter's this, a son's that, grandparents this, financial here. Absolutely nobody's doing this because it makes the world a better place. They're doing it because they are trying to keep their little bit of power and their little bit of money. Curly May says, just like your government, Republicans and Democrats, which ones are being blackmailed? All of them. Guys, every single one of them. How do you think that they just happened to watch Boebert running her hand on that dude's crotch while he was running his hand on hers in the movie theater? How do you think that that camera with night vision just happened to be at an elevated position, rear facing, not forward facing towards the stage, or the movie theater screen, but it was actually facing Boebert and the guy? How did they just happen to magically have a camera face so that you could see them in night vision. That wasn't on accident. That's exactly what they do. Guys, I've had people taking photos of me. I've had private eyes. I've had my own Wichita Police Department raiding my house. I had to have the U.S. Marshals outside of my house for 2 years so that the Wichita Police Department would leave me alone. Guys, this is what they do. It's always about manipulating and controlling the other people. And so your entire life, your entire existence, your ability to govern, your ability to make money, your ability to thrive, when you lay your head down at night, you sit there and wonder who is going to use your pecker pictures or your boob pics or your whatever pics that they got or whatever information they have on your sister, your daughter, your son, your uncles, your aunts, your grandmas. Whatever they feel is the most embarrassing that they can push on you. Guys, when you have nothing left to lose, that's when you have the most to gain. Too many times we run around and we say, we got to do this, we got to do that. But guys, when I lost everything, when I lost my career, when I lost all my money, when I lost everything I had, my social groups, when I was attacked and put in the newspaper and on the news and on the TV and all that stuff, the negative things they said about me, I thought I was holding on to what I thought was most precious, but I realized that none of that stuff is absolutely necessary at all. Classic cars and money, those things are, yeah, those are niceties, but in reality, I needed to make sure to work on me, and that's one thing it taught me, this whole thing. Everything that this election, the 2020 election, the 2016 election, the 2022 election, the 2018 election, hey, by the way, where's that pipe bomber from 2018 that was blowing up Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and George Soros? What happened to that guy in the van down in Florida? The guy who never went to court, the guy who's never been charged with a crime, the guy who never existed. How about the Nashville bombing? How about the Nashville shooter? How about East Palestine? How about the El Paso shooter in Walmart? How about all these other things? How about nothing? Hello? See, guys, it's all about constantly deflecting and redirecting. This is what Democrats do the best. Deflect and redirect. Deflect and redirect. You're the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. You have shit on your face. You're the problem. While they're living in sewage, while they're living in garbage, while they're literally seething with crap all over them, they're talking about how you are the problem. This is called gaslighting. This is called the Democrat playbook. This is called the establishment playbook. By the way, the sad part is the Democrats led the charge of showing you exactly what the establishment's like. The Republicans are just now starting to adapt. Curly May says, same as Canada. Canada's got, I heard, Justin Trudeau is tired of being prime minister. So why don't you guys relieve him of duty? He's real tired of it. It's boring. Being prime minister of Canada is boring. Well, nobody wants you around, Justin. Oh yeah, the establishment put you in place because you're the dummy who took the job. But nobody wants you around. You don't get to go to the elementary schools and to the parades and to the, you know, the rotary meetings and all the other. No, you're just a piece of crap, Justin. And by the way, I don't know why I don't want a president or a leader called Justin. I'm just sorry. It's just not a name for me. I mean, it's just not. I mean, Mr. Robinette Biden, that's enough for me. Why can't we just get back to the old names we used to have? The things that were really simple and we could always know who they were. And anyway, I digress. All right. So I've talked about judges, talked about justice, and the fact that justice is just another word for judges. So a justice or a judge in the legal terms. Now, let me get back to the part where we went about a half an hour on here, and I wanted to go into ego. And this is where things are going to need to slow down, and I want to talk to you guys a little bit about this because this is hard. This is where things get really messy. This is where we have to understand that we are the problem. And when I use the phrase, and this is the phrase I use all the time, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. Now, when I say this to you guys, I want you guys to say this with me. Say this with me. My future is a reflection of my heart now. I want to make sure my heart is in the right place every single day, being better than it was the day before. My future is a reflection of my heart now. I want to make sure that my heart is in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. Now, guys, when you use your hand over your heart, the hand over the heart is the palm of your hand, right here, this little part here. You know, when I look at the sun and I put my hands up and I can feel where the sun absolutely, I can feel it warm up the center palm of my hand. I can actually hold my hands like this and I can stare at the sun and I can feel the warmth in the palms of my hand, in the palm of my hand right here. Because this is my hand and these are my fingers. This is not my hand. This is not my hand. This is my hand. If I'm going to put my hand over my heart, my heart sits center and just left of my chest. It does not sit over the lapel pocket of your suit or whatever it is where you put your pocket protector. Your hand doesn't go over here on your boob, ladies and gentlemen. Your heart is in the center of your chest, right up here. Right up here. Yeah, my sternum is down here, but my heart sits right in here. And right between these two little spots on my chest, I could put the palm of my hand. Hey, Linda, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I could put my hand over my heart, and I can say those things. My future is a reflection of my heart now. I want to make sure my heart's in the right place every single day, being better than it was the day before. That's what I want you guys to say to yourself, because that's where you talk about your heart being in the right place. That's the beginning. That's the very, very beginning state. Linda Owen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of it. Tuned in late. Howdy, everybody. Linda is late. Oh, my gosh. Linda is a half hour late. That is actually beyond tardy. Linda, we're going to have to go ahead and mark you as absent and no star for you on our chart up here. If you look up over here of the chart, everybody has a star for each day that they participate. Some get gold stars, some don't. Right up here where my hand is, you can see all the names that we've written down. We keep track of these. And then those people that are late, we obviously get a... we get 30 lashes, 50 lashes of wet noodle, depending on the infraction. So we want to make sure that everybody is on time and participating. And I do appreciate those of you guys chiming in with your great comments. It's been awesome. If you are late and you do announce, we do appreciate that, but we will still count you as tardy or basically just absent. You just said almost as if you weren't here, Linda. I'm just playing. Anyway, so Curly says you got to do push-ups. I thought 50 lashes with a wet noodle was plenty of discipline, but Curly is getting cruel here. She's expecting push-ups out of you people. So I guess for every minute you're late, I guess, as a push-up, is that what we're going to do? I mean, this is getting a little bit out of hand here. Curly is up there in Canada, and I guess she's used to the abuse. So she kind of wants to abuse us as well down here in America. She says, hey, now, no fair. I got stars for standing up. I get stars for standing up. All right. We'll have to take this. Vince, good to see you. We don't get a trophy? No, you don't get trophies or participation ribbons here. We get gold stars on our imaginary chart right here. This is where we do it. So this is actually Gen X stuff right here. Because we're going to keep track of your badness, but we're not really keeping track either. Just like your attendance in elementary school. It'll stay with you forever. I don't think that's how it works. Never have gone into a construction site as an engineer or as anything. I've been a vice president, and never once did I have anybody go, hey, Jim, we need to talk. We were going through your elementary school attendance records, and we're going to have to let you go. We just felt that you weren't attending third grade enough, and we see that your absences, and there were some tardies in there. We just don't appreciate it. So good luck to you. 2 weeks of severance and hit the door, Jackson. No, that's not how that works. So again, so many pressures and obscure things that were put on us as children. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway. All right. So moving on here, let's go at a glance, the ego is a component. Now, this is a verywellmind.com. I don't know the reference of these people. I just grabbed some stuff off the internet. I want to read some different things. And we might even, while I'm reading this, I'm going to look it up in the Black Laws Dictionary, see if there's a such thing as a legal definition of ego. And there's always fun in that. And by the way, remember, guys, copper is always the answer. Copper, copper, copper. All right, at a glance, the ego is a component of personality that strikes a realistic balance between the demands of the id's primal urge and the superego moral conscience. Freud also believed that the ego relies on defense mechanisms such as denial and repression to protect it against anxiety and distress. That sounds pretty familiar. I'm going to have to kind of go with that. So let me go through here real quick. The id of things. I'm not going to go into this too far. Freud compared personalities to an iceberg. What you see above the water is actually just a tiny piece of the entire iceberg, which most of which is hidden under the water. The tip of the iceberg above the water represents conscious awareness. The bulk of the iceberg below the water symbolizes the unconscious mind, where all the hidden desires, thoughts, and memories exist. Well, that sounds salacious. Yoo-hoo! So again, so the, this is a let's see. As people grow older, it would obviously be quite problematic if they acted out to satisfy the needs of the id. ID whenever they felt an urge, need, or desire. The id contains all the life and death instances which Freud believed help compel behavior. The id and personality, fortunately, the components of personality develop as we age, allowing us to control the demands of the id and behave in a socially acceptable way. This goes back to when I told you guys, if you guys want to get rid of a weirdo, if you want to help someone get over their weirdness, just invite them around more often. Talk to them. Engage with them. When you start talking to someone more and you get into how they actually think and you can help them develop their personality and help them develop themselves in a social way by talking to them more, that's where talking to other people keeps them from being weird. And that's a big deal. Ego or pride, bit different. So here's the thing. The Black Laws Dictionary does have an ego definition. So there is a legal definition for ego. Ego, I, myself, right? This term is used formally, this term is used in forming genealogical tables to represent the person who is the object of inquiry. Oh, I didn't know that. Ego talis, I, search of one, words used in descriptions of the forms of old deeds. So the ego, I or myself. So I guess so, yeah. Cynthia Hillard says, share, and I believe in what she's saying. Ego is a swelled head, says Curly. Well, absolutely. And that's all about self, right? It's all about me. It's all me, myself, and I. That's who ego is. E-G-O, me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. That's M-M-I. I don't think that's E-G-O, though. It is E-G-O. And that's where we get so caught up in this. Now, guys, I catch myself in ego. And now that I've been working myself out of ego and trying to make sure that I don't get caught up in that, and I could tell you when I know, here's how I know. Because I want to be right. That's it, folks. That's it. Ego. Hey, Marcia Enderton, I want my gold star. I've been here, but currently at a stoplight. Well, now, Marcia, just because you were quiet in the back and we did not see you, that is your fault. We're like the government here. We don't care. You got to show up and do roll call at the same time. So 40 minutes late to class, Marcia Enderton, I just don't know. We're going to have to put this in front of the committee, and we'll have to see how it goes for you, Marcia. But I don't think gold stars are involved. You're just going to, I don't know. Well, like I said, we'll have to go back to the replay and see where Marcia Enderton came into this whole thing, but I think that she may have been late. And even though she's at a stoplight doing what she's supposed to do by not texting and driving, by God, thank you so much for that. All right, so when I think about, like, hey, I got to, you know, I got to be right, or I need to make sure I say this, or I'm going to, it wasn't blue, it was a pale blue. That's ego. When you got to split hairs, when you got to micro correct, when you got to come over the top and be bigger than the other person, or if there's someone that is getting the attention that you presume you should have, which we do, it happens all the time. I mean, think about my situation. I know that there are people out there that literally get a million views an episode, and there is not one thing that they have said that wasn't written in a news article. They just repeat everything that everybody else has said. And to me, I cannot begin to understand that. And so for me, I want to go, oh, I want a million views. But right now, I want to talk about ego. I want to talk about the things that are going to make you better and make you amazing and make this world a better place. I'm not going to give you things that are going to make you feel like, No. I don't want you to do that. I want you to understand and see things in a way that you don't become a victim of things. You're not a victim of circumstances. You're not a victim of what they're doing. When you watch them do what they do, you just kind of sit back and go, God, you guys are stupid. That's it. And if any one of you are benefiting from that, if any one of you are seeing those growths in those things, then I would say that maybe I would hope that you would benefit me and you would help my page grow and me get a better audience, a bigger audience, so that I can do more of this. But guys, if it's just going to be two of us or three of us or a million of us, I don't care. I want you to know that copper is the best essential mineral that you need before you take any other vitamin your whole life. I want to talk about the ego and how the ego is actually super destructive but super creative all at the same time. I want to talk about how the Constitution limits the government. I want to talk about how you have the ability to draw breath from your creator, your source, your God, and the small g government is not even a part of your daily consideration. Because I know that that's going to put you in a better place. Oh, I could sell you crap and I could push you in a certain direction and I get you emotionally all tied up and wrapped around the axle on stuff, but why? Why? Because I want things for me, because I want you to this, I want you to that. Well, yeah, I want you guys to have MedBed. I want you guys to buy the Swiss Bionics Prime bed like I have. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. 4 Tesla coils, infrared mat. It's all computer. You just slide up and down on the screen and scroll through and put your sicknesses or illnesses in there. I want you guys to have copper to drink out of. I want you guys to have your B17 lateral so you don't have to worry about cancers as you get older. I want you to see that there's all these different things with My Daily Naturals. And I want you guys to see that we have the air purifiers and the alkaline water machine and the hydrogen peroxide box for your wash machine so you don't have to use detergent anymore. I have all these things out there and I could talk about those all day long, or I could talk about how you are amazing and you get to be even more amazing the more you learn and the more you do more for others. You know how I learn? By doing for others. You know how I make sure that I'm not being in my ego? To do more for others. Do you know how I make the world a better place? By doing more for others. Do you know how to make sure that I don't have to worry about if I have a judgment seat of Christ or if I have to talk to my source or I have to talk to my creator? I know that if I stand and do everything I'm supposed to do in the right way, I'm going to be amazing for the world around me, and I don't have to worry about what my judgment will look like. Linda says, do it without expectations of return. That's the gift in the giving that returns to you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So this ego thing, there's also another part of us that we call a superego, which, again, this is a Freud article, and it refers to some of his stuff. This is another article I pulled up. Freud's superego is a component of personality that delivers mental reward or punishment for a person's actions. It includes internalized ideas we've acquired from our parents and society, and is responsible for producing feelings of pride and satisfaction, as well as feelings of shame and guilt. Anxiety, depression, selfishness. Listen to me. I want you to listen to me. I'm paraphrasing. I know I don't have a psychology degree in the back here, but depression starts at selfishness. Anxiety starts at selfishness. Self-worth starts at selfishness or selflessness. Guys, when you, I have done things I don't even know if the person even has a begin, that there's no way they could have known it was me. And I was already kind of that person, but I really threw myself into that when I started seeing that these people are willing to destroy people for just the game of it, the fun of it, the sport of it. When I watched the world around me, I saw these things happening, and I watched how people were always about themselves first. Me, me, me. Not what I can do for others. Not to right the wrongs. And you know, guys, and that's the other thing, too. Maybe there's things that you have done in the past. Maybe there's things that you have done where you may have, you know, wrote a report or, you know, made a phone call or sent a text or whispered something in somebody's ear that has power over that person. And maybe, just maybe, there's some problems in that, and that you may need to go out and do something to make that right, to make that better, make it a better place for the world, for everybody to live in. Make it a better world for people by doing more for others and going back and over, you know, and say, let's say you did something. Well, go back and do it again. Make sure and make that right. It is absolutely shameful that this is the world we live in, and we need to be doing things differently. In psychology, the superego is one of the three components of Freud's theory of personality. The other two components are the ID or id, which is responsible for primitive impulses, and the ego, which is responsible for the conscious decision-making. The superego works to suppress the urges of the id and tries to make the ego have morality rather than reality. And behave morally rather than realistically. I'm sorry, I just completely screwed that sentence up. I did not do good on that. Okay, let's try that again. The superego works to suppress the urges of the id or ID and tries to make the ego behave morally than rather than realistically. Okay. This article explores Freud's superego, and then see the idea that contributes to the formation of the superego include not just the morals and values that we've learned from our parents, but also the ideas of right and wrong that we acquire from society and the culture in which we live. So this is where we find these people with the purple and blue hairs out there. You know, the society is not America as a whole. It's the little microcosms where these people live, where they live in little worlds, little pockets of things. They live in little things where everybody they talk to, they get in their own little echo chamber, and everybody there's got a nose ring and an eye piercing, an eyebrow and a lip and ears, and then they got hands and they got tattoos and the hair, and then they wonder why that they just don't have the CEO job at Boeing. Because they live in their own little echo chamber of things, and they don't realize that this is actually what destroys them. And again, this is what we talk about. Talking to people that aren't normal actually makes them normal. Curly says, you can try to do your best on a daily basis, but who can we be? Be who we can be, and then try and go a little further of doing wellness for your heart and your soul. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Talking about blowing another whistleblower. Another whistleblower came out. Uh-oh. Who? What's the other whistleblower, Curly? You're gonna have to do the announcement for us here. You got me all tied up. Oh, by the way, real quick, guys, on the Twitter count today, we are down 15 from where I was on Monday morning. We're down 15 today. So we are at 3,288. We were up to 3,302 or three. Was it three? 3,303. We are down to 3,288. 15 since Monday. Thanks, Twitter. You're the best. Guys, this is reality. This is what I'm dealing with. I have to deal with this every single day. This is what they do to me. And it is absolutely a mess. So all right. So going back to Super Ego, and Curly May is going to have to give it to me here. Sorry, can't type. I have to go see his name again. All right, Curly. So thank you so much for that. Going on, in psychology, the superego is one of the components. Okay, the ideas that contribute to the formation of superego, this is where we're talking about, include not just the moral and values that we learn from our parents. See, again, morals and values from the parents. Again, why do they use the word parents? Because the man and the woman actually are super essential to building the personality of the child. The male and the female create a balance within the child. Period. We've already talked about the statistics of that, and we know what that means. All right. After your show, she says, have to drive, guys. Sorry, Linda. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. It was fantastic seeing you guys. So much joy that you guys bring me when you do this. It's awesome. What if we all blew the whistle? I'm going to start identifying as referee and walk in the state and county buildings and blow the whistle every time they lie. Holy crap. Cynthia, I love it. I think that's great. That is a great idea. I mean, imagine that. If we actually went in there and just literally called the balls and strikes of the day. I mean, just, foul, lie. What do we call it, though? When you do that, would you have penalties with this? What is the penalty phase for them? And then do you call it, hey, lie, we got to lie on the 10-yard line, or liar, or we got to come up with a liar, liar, pants on fire penalty, or something like that. That would be amazing to be able to do that. This is what you get more accountability, wouldn't you? You get kind of getting that rhythm of maybe you don't want to be a jackarassy, and you want to actually tell the truth of Ruthie, and the old truth of Ruthie will set you free. And let me do something with you here. Alex Jones actually referred to this, and I don't know Alex. I've never met him. I've been around him a few times in public settings. Haven't really talked to him. Hung out with Owen Schroeder. Me and Owen Schroeder, who is on InfoWars, hung out with him in Vegas when he was out there. But I have not talked to Alex Jones, but I will tell you, there was an interview with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. And him and Joe Rogan sat down and really had a great conversation. And he said, listen, Joe, the more I tell the truth, the easier my life becomes. The more that I call the balls and strikes, the more I get out there and the more I do to get better at telling the truth in every single situation, no matter what, not cruel, not going out of my way to hurt people or bastardize or do whatever, but to actually just be as just truthful as possible. And all the information that I know, I do it as honest as possible. And when I heard that, I was like, that's it. That's what we're doing. That's what I've been doing. And I will tell you, you're not always going to have friends because of that. You're not always going to make, you know, everybody feel good. But here's the one thing they'll always say about you. Well, at least Jim told the truth. I mean, you could be Adam Schiff or you could be Nadler or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or Uncle Bill or Uncle Barry or Big Mike. You could be, I mean, there's a lot of this stuff. You could be those people. You could be Mike Pence, who sold your country out for 30 pieces of silver. How'd that work out for you, Pencey? You got your money, buddy? You doing okay? How's that presidential run that you started? Okay, well, get back to me, bud. Maybe one of these days you'll figure out that being a piece of crap really wasn't what it was all about. But again, this is where we go down this path of really not getting the best information, because too many times People are being ego-driven. People are trying to cover themselves, trying to cover for others, trying to manipulate, trying to deflect and redirect. Deflect, redirect. Deflect, redirect. Oh, it's on you, not me. It's them over there, sir. They're the problem. They're the evil ones. You're the problem. No, I'm not the problem. You're a problem. I'm not a problem. These are the people who live in sewage, who live in the sewage treatment plant of life, who live there, eat there, sleep there, do everything there, and they will tell you that you have got shit all over you and you live in the sewage plant, not them. You do. Deflect and redirect. Gaslighting. This is what we do. Cannot admit our own problems, cannot admit our own shortcomings, and this is what we find ourselves doing. Having to deal with this. Get outside of your ego, folks. If we start working on that, we work on being selfless and being more for other people, the world ends up being a better place. And you get to be a part of that. Imagine if you make the world a better place, doesn't your world become better? If you work to make the world a better place, then doesn't that make your world better? Breathtaking, isn't it? All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. It's been awesome. Curly May, Linda, there has been so many of you guys talking. Edward was really kind of put out. He didn't. Edward was trying to keep up with everybody, but everybody was just chatting it up with him. Cynthia was here. Edward, Sarah, Tanya, Carrie Heiserman, John Kennedy. It was good to see all of you. Sorry, John, I didn't catch all your comments today. I do appreciate it. Vince Braun, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Sarah, thank you for your order yesterday on My Daily Naturals. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jim Price Show. Remember, guys, the corner of badass and cool shit, that shirt is out there available for you guys. If you have other designs or other things that you'd like to see with the Jim Price Show logo on it, let me know. We'll work it up, put it on the show. So go to thejimpriceshow.com, thejimpriceshow.com. Go to the store. See if there's anything over there like, you know, coffee cup, T-shirt, hoodie. I don't care. There's we even got these the jar openers, even. We got those, too. So, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. License plates. Okay, I forgot license plates. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I'll make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. Understand, when you do more for the world around you, you don't have to worry about the differences of your actions. You get to be amazing for everybody else. You don't have to worry about the outcome as long as you're doing more for others. That's what we talk about here on the Jim Price Show since the very beginning of the show. I've never, ever changed that theme, and I've always thought that that was the most important part of how we fix this big blue marble we live on. All right, guys, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. Remember, go to mydailynaturals.com or thejimpriceshow.com. If you've got any questions or comments, get a hold of me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.